Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am PJ Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
Hello and welcome to everyone here and to all our listeners at home. This is the 12th episode of Night Night Northwest. Today we are recording from Buncrana Community Library, and over the course of this radio series we will bring you 14 unique programmes, all based on Irish children's literature. You will hear stories about a snobby cat, a dreaming tree, a little bear who just can't sleep, and Daddy Nut Brown Hair who says... Does anybody know? Guess.
Do you know how much I love you?
Yes! Isabella's heard that story. And Daddy Nut Brown Hair, who says, guess how much I love you. We are delighted to be joined today by first class up to fifth class from St. Mary's National School, Buncrana. Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Sandra. Did you want to say something?
Yeah. When I was little, I have that book, and I still have that book in my house.
Which book? Guess How Much I Love You. It's a lovely book.
I have really that book as well.
Do you all know that story?
I have the book about the bear that just can't go to sleep.
So do I.
Do you know that one?
Yeah,
it's a really nice book.
Nice
book. So do you know what we're going to read today? Today I'll be reading from two lovely books. The first one is called Owl Babies, written by Martin Waddle and illustrated by Patrick Benson. And Lottie's Letter, written by Gordon Schnell, illustrated by Peter Bailey. Did you ever hear those ones?
Yeah, the first one.
Do you know the first one? Owl Babies?
Yeah. I know that one as well.
Ava, do you know what Owl Babies is about?
It's about three little owl babies whose mum goes away and then they get scared.
Oh. Do you think it's going to be a sad one?
Yeah.
Yeah? A happy one. What do you think, Isabel?
Happy.
Happy.
I think... A sad one?
Look at the cover. Who are these guys?
Three baby owls.
Has anyone got owls where they live? No. Outside you do, a couple of people. Caitlin?
We used to have owls because there's a big tree that's just across the road from my house and it's hollow inside. And there used to be night owls that used to live in it, but they're not there anymore now.
Sometimes when I go to sleep, I hear owls.
You do?
Yeah.
What sound do owls make? Ooh. Who can do it? Oh, that was a good one, Joel. Anyone else? Good. So will we read the story and see what these three little owls are up to? Owl Babies by Martin Waddle and pictures by Patrick Benson. On a tree in the woods, three baby owls, Sarah and Percy and Bill, sit and think and wait for their owl mother to come home. Once there were three owl babies, Sarah and Percy and Bill. They lived in a hole in the trunk of a tree with their owl mother. The hole had twigs and leaves and owl feathers in it. It was their house. One night they woke up and their owl mother was gone. "Where's Mummy?" asked Sarah. "Oh my goodness," said Percy. "I want my mummy," said Bill. The baby owls thought. All owls think a lot. "I think she's gone hunting," said Sarah. "To get us our food," said Percy. "I want my mummy," said Bill. But their owl mother didn't come. The baby owls came out of their house and they sat on the tree and waited. but their owl mother didn't come. The baby owls came out of their house and they sat on the tree and waited. A big branch for Sarah, a small branch for Percy, and an old bit of ivy for Bill. "She'll be back," said Sarah. "Back soon," said Percy. "I want my mummy," said Bill. It was dark in the wood and they had to be brave, for things moved all around them. "She'll bring us mice and things that are nice," said Sarah. "I suppose so," said Percy. "I want my mummy," said Bill. They sat and they thought. All owls think a lot. "I think we should all sit on my branch," said Sarah. And they did, all three together. "Suppose she got lost," said Sarah. "Or a fox got her," said Percy. "I want my mummy," said Bill. And the baby owls closed their owl eyes and wished their owl mother would come. And she came. Soft and silent, she swooped through the trees to Sarah and Percy and Bill. "Mummy!" they cried, and they flapped and they danced and they bounced up and down on their branch. "What's all the fuss?" their owl mother asked. "You knew I'd come back," the baby owls thought. "All owls think a lot." "I knew it," said Sarah. "And I knew it," said Percy. "I love my mummy," said Bill. Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sweet, isn't it? Isabella?
It's sad at some parts and happy at some other bits. Because her mum came back.
What part is sad?
Well, the bit where they don't know that her mom's coming back and they say that somebody's gonna eat them. And one of them says that they might have got eaten by a fox or something.
They were worried, little owls, weren't they? Yes, Kate?
Sometimes the reason that an owl has so many babies is because that every time she goes away to hunt for food, if she only had one, it would get really lonely. So that's why she has so many, to keep each other company if something happens.
So they all keep each other company?
Yeah.
And these three baby owls kept each other company, didn't they?
Yes. Well, they did keep talking to each other.
Mm. They had to be brave. Yes, Ava?
I think Bill might be the youngest, and then Percy the second, and Sarah's the oldest, because Sarah seems like very mature, and then Bill, he doesn't speak a lot.
Yeah. And why do you think Bill was the youngest?
Because he kept saying, speak a lot, and he just says, "I want my mummy.
I want my mummy."
On the cover of the book, there's three owls and they're different sizes.
They're different sizes. Look at the cover.
It looks like they're a tiny bit bigger because Sarah's probably the oldest, because I know in the book it says, "Why don't we all sit on her branch?" Sarah says, so that's probably why she's the oldest.
Oh, so maybe she had the biggest branch.
Yeah.
So we think this one's Sarah, this big owl, this big baby owl, and this little one in the middle, who do we think?
Bill.
Is this Bill? I think this is Bill. And who's this looking the other way?
I forgot the name.
Percy, the girls remembered at the back. Yes, Caitlin?
When I see the cover, I think it's like, it looks in the background like it's nighttime.
Mm.
And all the leaves just like shows that they're in the trees, and they're all, I think that the cover is using the scene of when Sarah has the branch, like offers them to sit in the branch with them, because they're all in the wee line keeping each other warm. Like.
I think you're right.
It looks like they're shaking a lot in that picture at the start. It looks like they're shaking a lot.
Oh, they're shaking because they're scared. And look what's going on here in this picture. Yes, Caitlin?
The mummy bird flew out and then they were like all looking around to see where she was.
She flew out. And why did she go out into the middle of the night? Sandra, do you know that answer?
Yeah. Because owls are nocturnal. They go in the night
to search food if they are long because it's tricky to find them. And baby owls are called owlets.
Why do they come out in the dark? Because if they come out in the dark, they have a much better chance of getting eaten by foxes, because foxes are nocturnal as well. They come out at night.
Wasn't there a line in the story where it says owls think a lot? Are owls clever?
Yeah. If the owls are so smart, how come that they thought their mummy was going to get eaten by foxes?
Well, who can answer that? What do you think, Caitlin?
It is possible for her, like, their mum to get eaten by a fox. Yeah. And, like, I'm sure that because they're so young, they're just worried.
They're so young. That's exactly what I was thinking. But they're only babies.
How come they could get eaten by foxes? Because owls can fly and foxes can't.
Well, that's very true. Did you like the bit at the end where it went, and the baby owls closed their owl eyes and wished their owl mother would come?
Yeah, that's probably my favourite bit.
That was a lovely line, wasn't it? And then the next line
and
was very special.
She came.
What did she say? What does it say,
and
Isabel?
She came.
Which
is pretty lucky.
That's a good one. Okay, do you want to hear the next one? One day, Lottie and Max heard a sad cry from the flower bed.
Meow, meow.
Among the flowers, they saw a little dog. Lottie picked it up. It held out a paw.
Look, said Max, there's a piece of glass in it.
Lottie held the paw gently. She pulled the glass out and said, people shouldn't leave litter like that around. It's cruel. Someone should do something to stop it, said Max.
We'll do something, said Lottie.
We'll write a letter and take it to the Queen of the World. People will listen if she tells them they're messing everything up.
She won't take any notice of a letter from us, said Max.
But she will if it's signed by all the animals too, said Lottie. So they got a big piece of paper and Lottie wrote, the world is precious every bit. Please don't make a mess of it. She wrote her name and Max wrote his. Then they got the dog to put a paw in some sticky mud and stamp it on the paper. Now Lottie's letter had a paw mark. They saw a pigeon with its beak stuck together with a piece of chewing gum. So they took the chewing gum out and the pigeon put its claw in the mud and its mark on the piece of paper. Now Lottie's letter had a paw mark and a claw mark. Down came a seagull with its wings covered in oil spilt in the sea. Lottie said, you see, it's not just litter. There's all kinds of muck messing up the world. She got the seagull to put its wing on the letter. Now Lottie's letter had a paw mark, a claw mark, and a wing mark. They heard a bee buzzing around. Lottie said, if the flowers all die from fumes and pollution, bees won't be able to lick them and make honey. They got the bee to make a mark with its sting. Now Lottie's letter had a paw mark, a claw mark, a wing mark, and a sting mark. A frog hopped from the pond. It gulped fresh air, glad to be out of the slimy, dirty water. It put the mark of its long leg on the letter. Now Lottie's letter had a paw mark, a claw mark, a wing mark, a sting mark, and a leg mark. They saw a duck sitting by the pond. It stood up, and there underneath it was an egg. If the food they eat gets polluted, said Lottie, eggs that ducks and other creatures lay won't hatch out. The duck rolled its egg over the letter. Now Lottie's letter had a paw mark, a claw mark, a wing mark, a sting mark, a leg mark, and an egg mark. They walked by the river and saw a salmon. Look, said Lottie, the water's all murky. the salmon jumped out and rolled over the letter, leaving the pattern of its scales there. Now Lottie's letter had a paw mark, claw mark, a wing mark, a sting mark, a leg mark, an egg mark, and a scale mark. They came to the seashore and saw a dolphin jumping out of the sea. Lottie said, if the sea gets poisoned by waste, the dolphins will die. The dolphin swam to the shore, dipped its tail in some sludgy sand, and slapped it down on the paper. Now Lottie's letter had a paw mark, a claw mark, a wing mark, a sting mark, a leg mark, an egg mark, a scale mark, and a tail mark. It's a lot to remember. Is the letter finished? Asked Max. No, said Lottie. We need lots more marks. When all the other animals learn about the letter, they'll want to sign it too. And they did. There were tooth marks from a lion, and hoof marks from a giraffe, and more paw marks from a bear, and claw marks from a parrot, and wing marks and sting marks, and leg marks and egg marks and scale marks, and tail marks and tooth marks and hoof marks. Now the letter's finished, said Lottie. Shall we post it, said Max. No, said Lottie. We'll march with it. Lottie and Max marched in front, and behind then came all the creatures who had put their marks on the letter. The procession went on until it came to the chair in the air where the Queen of the World sat floating. She said, wise, wonderful, well done. I have never seen a letter with so many paw marks, claw marks, wing marks, sting marks, leg marks, egg marks, scale marks, tail marks, tooth marks, and hoof marks. What will you do? Asked Lottie. I shall fly around the world with the letter, said the Queen, and tell everyone to stop making such a muck and a muddle and a mess. Otherwise, the world may come to an end. And what will become of all of us? Lottie and Max gazed up as the Queen flew away to warn all the people, calling out, the world is precious every bit. Please don't make a mess of it. I hope all the people will listen, said Lottie. And so do we all. Did you like that?
Yes.
That was a great one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're very good, the way you joined in. Yes.
I kind of like the way they went. The world is precious every bit. It all rhymes.
That's a rhyme, isn't it? Nice. The world is precious every bit. Please don't make a mess of it. Who remembers what happened to the dog? What about these boys over here? Robert?
The dog, he had a piece of glass stuck in his paw.
Oh, the poor dog.
Yeah, and then...
Yes, Jason.
I think the bird had chewing gum in its mouth.
That wasn't a nice one, was it? But do you remember what the story said? What happened to the bird?
Oh, its beak was stuck.
Its beak was stuck with chewing gum. Do you know how that might have happened, Jason?
Somebody spat it out of the window while they were driving or something.
That's very true. Just threw it on the ground and then the bird must have seen it and thought it was something to chew on and picked up and got its beak stuck. Yes, Gracie?
One day, me and Caitlin were down in the play park at break time and we heard this meowing and we didn't know where it was coming from. So we looked down the fence and we saw this wee cat that was stuck in the fence. We weren't allowed to go down, so after school, Sandra's mum went down and saved it and then he ran back to his mum.
Let's talk about some books and stories, yeah? Who is your favourite author? Has anyone got a favourite author? Caleb, who's your favourite author?
R.L. Stein.
Ooh, who's that?
He makes up the Goosebumps stories.
Oh, okay. And what are the Goosebumps stories?
What, like Night of the Living Dummy and Return of the Mummy and then all scary ones.
And why do you like those?
Because they're scary.
You like reading scary stories?
Yeah.
You too? Anyone else? Who has a favourite book? Gracie?
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling's fantastic. Caitlin?
Holly Webb.
Holly Webb, she's good. Ava?
I have two favourite authors. J.K. Rowling and Rick Riordan. His books are actually just behind you there.
His books are just behind me here in the library.
At the top shelf.
Yeah, they're good. What about Jason over here?
Michael McGregor.
Yeah, he's very good. He's nice. What's the name of one of his books? Can you think of it?
Born to Run.
They're great stories.
Yes, I like Isabella. Roald Dahl and Matilda.
Oh, you like Matilda. They're great.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl's amazing, isn't he? Sandra, who do you like?
Jeff Kinney, he's the writer of Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Diary of the Wimpy Kid's very good. Yes, Jo?
I like two authors. I like Michael McGregor and Roald Dahl.
Good choices. Sarah, who do you like?
David Williams.
David Williams. He's very funny, isn't he? Yes, Jo.
I'm reading one of Roald Dahl's books right now at school. It's called Going Solo.
Oh, I know that book so well. Yeah, it's a great book.
I have a favourite one out of Roald Dahl. Well, I have two favourites, Matilda and the Witches.
The Witches. Very good. Yes, Sarah.
I like the story because whoever hears this, they'll get an idea to stop making mess.
To not litter. Yeah.
I was on a holiday up in Cavan, like the last summer holidays, and when we were at this big massive beach, there was a seagull that was lying over in the corner. I know the fishing nets that was round his neck and his wings, and it couldn't fly, and it was like trapped, and there was nobody else there, and we had no like pliers or anything to take it off, so we had a ring one of the vets that was there, and they came with pliers and they took it off, but its wing, it had to get its wing removed.
Oh, but, Caitlin. But you're like, a hero, Caitlin. You saved a seagull.
Yeah, because, like, it's in this, like, wee daycare thing now because, like they can't let it out in the wild because it couldn't fly, but it's in this wee daycare now with all other injured sea animals. Oh. And it's doing really well because they sent us pictures and it's all, like, waddling about the place and everything, so it's doing really well.
That's an amazing story. Well done, Caitlin. Did you ever bring the pictures in to show the class?
No, I never brought them in.
Would you like to see that, guys?
Yeah.
A seagull with one wing.
Yeah, I'll bring in the pictures the next day.
Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am PJ Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
That's it from this episode of the series. I'd like to thank the children from St. Mirren's National School, Buncrana. Please join us next week when we will be broadcasting from Milford Community Library, and in our audience will be children from Skulmira, Milford. So until next week,
Owl Babies, read by Alison Toomey, written by Martin Waddell and illustrated by Patrick Benson, was first published in 1992 by Walker Books. Lottie's Letter, read by Alison Toomey and written by Gordon Schnell and illustrated by Peter Bailey, first published in 1997 by Orion Children's Books.
Night Night Northwest Series 2 was written, produced, directed and presented by Alison Toomey, with sound recordist Mary Harkin and editor Orla Malone. A Real Films production, funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee, along with the Donegal County Council Library Service and Creative Ireland.